So Trevor Pashvayetse, obviously this is a parsha where we learn about the importance of wearing a black hat, because Yaakov goes by Yaakov Be'er HaSheva, and he would have gone out without his black hat on. So obviously Yaakov wore a black hat. A joke.
Okay, I didn't really get it.
Yaakov Be'er HaSheva Be'er HaCharana, right? He went out, so obviously he would have dressed like a nice shebuchar. But
Okay.
he leaves Beersheba. He goes, right, he is running away from Esav. He's going toward Haran. But he's got Makom, he stops at the place, right, which can be called Beit El. Shemesh, and he sleeps there because the sun goes down. He takes from the rocks of that place, and he puts it under his head, and he sleeps there. And I actually asked Meira what I should talk about this week. And
Yay.
she said, talk about this, the rocks that Yaakov slept on that turned into a single rock. Right? It's by Yaakov Avnei HaMakom, took the rocks of that place, put it under his head, and by Chalom, and he slept, and he had a dream, and there's a ladder going from the ground, Roshav HaShamayim, into the sky, and there are angels going up and down the ladder. Vishkem Yaakov Baboker, and Yaakov gets up in the morning, by Kachat the Ebenesh Yasam, and he takes the rock that he put under his head, by Yasam Matam, and he sets it up as a pillar. By Yisak Shemin Al Rasha, he pours oil on it, by Yikrat Shemin Makoma Hu Beit El, he calls the place Beit El, Vulam Luz Shemin, and it used to be called Luz. By Yidai Yaakov Nedo Limor, Yaakov makes a net, takes a vow, and Miyed Elokim Imadi, if God is with me, Vashmani Baderach Hazer, Shadon Ochi Olech, and protects me on the way I'm going. Natani lechem lechol, beg a little bush, gives me bread to eat and clothing. Shavti v'shalom beit avi, and if I come back to my father's house, v'yashem li elokim, and if God is with me the whole time, v'evin then this rock which I have put up as a pillar, as a monument, yeh beit elokim, this will be the house of God. We'll put the Beit HaMikdash right here. Kol asher titen li, aser esven olach, and everything that he gives me, I will give maaser. And of course, it says he takes these vayikach me'evnei makom. He takes of the rocks of that place. Vayasem rashatav, puts them under his head. Asan kemin marzev saviv l'rosho. That's Rashi. He put made a kind of gutter, a half pipe around his head. Oh, because he was afraid of bad animals, wild animals, presumably crawly ones, right? A gutter around your head is not protect you from a lion, but it probably do okay for the snakes and scorpions. And all these rocks that were arranged around his head started arguing with him. This one said, okay, I want the tzaddik to rest his head on me. No, I want to rest on me. And immediately Hashem made them one rock, all fused all of them all together into one big rock. That's what he says afterwards. He took the stone, one stone, right? It goes from makom, which we're implying is multiple, and then it's at the end, when he wakes up, it's by Yekach et ha'Eben, the one stone he picked up. They all got fused together. We know that, right? So I asked Meira, what's the message of the Agada? And she says, it's the importance of Achdus. So why do we need to start with separate rocks that then come together? So Meira says, the importance, well, she says, the importance of, it tells us the importance of arguing, or importance of Machlokas. Okay, and so obviously she learned a lot in Beis Yaakov. We need both the Machlokas and the Achdus all together. That's what makes us Jewish. Great.
Okay, good. She can graduate now.
She can graduate and she can go to Mechola. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of arguing and Achdus at the same time. But there's more to be said, but I'm going to say it. So the Peshat, obviously, of Vayikach me'avnei HaMakom. It seems to be that he took
It does sound singular, like I took
he took
one of the
of them,
rocks.
right? And that's Ibn Ezra, lots of them. By Tamo, meaning Echad Miyam Ne'akom. Well, he took one of the rocks of that place. And so there's no need for this midrash transformation of these multiple rocks into one. But Errol Sigal Halevi.
Who's that?
Well, I don't know who he is, but he does, has a site called torah.us.fm. It's clearly French Israeli, but it's a nice website that has a lot of Divrei Torah on it. And if you actually look up that name, there's a radio personality, but that's not who it is. But he has some sites. He says, you know, that the Tanakh idiom for a single rock should be Vayikach Evan Me'avnei HaMakom. Whenever you have with this mem from, it's always plural, unless you say a thing from among those things. And he gives a bunch of examples of that. And he's reminded that, you know, from last week's parsha, Vayikra Yitzchak El Yaakov, they're going to tell that Yitzchak tells Yaakov and tells him, Lotikach Isha Mibnot Kanan. It's singular. You got to say it's one out of the group.
It's not Mibnot Kanan, it's Isha.
Isha is singular from the Benot Kanan. Similarly, Esav Nashav, plural, Mibnot Kanan, right? You got to say the number out of there. And he's a good example. With David when he sends Uriah out to his death after Bathsheba, right? I mean, Uriah is married to Bathsheba, and he wants and David decides he needs Uriah killed, so he tells Yoab to send Uriah to the front. They say, "Vayitzu et she'ir, vayachemu et yo'eh, vayipol min ha'am me'avdei David." Clearly, that is multiple; it's not just one. Vayimakam Uriah. Achiti and Uriah also dies there. So again, the Me'abdei David implies multiple. That's what he says. So this is the way he looks at it. He go through all his examples. Ulam, Davni Tocha Kabbalah Ben Hakbalah Ben Psukim. So you can tell by comparing the Psukim. Nitan Lirot. You can see Shesh Hebdel Ben Neham. There's a difference. Shem Namar Yishav No Kanaan. When you say one, Rido Kanaan, Vetzlenu, Lo Namar Ela. No, lo ne'amar even me'avnei ha'makom. It doesn't say. It doesn't say by ikach even me'avnei ha'makom ela rak me'avnei ha'makom. Kind of mark that. Okay. Gam psukim nosafim kashel notice kar shem etzim biyachid lifnei otayaches mem. So then it say gives other examples that if you don't write the noun of the singular before it had the may something, come another rabim. Okay, he brings other examples there. And implying that Vayikach Me'avnei HaMakom would mean multiple rocks. And that's why Shadal, you know, Shir Shadal? Shmuel David Lutzato?
Oh, is he related to
Ramchal?
Ramchal?
Great grandson.
Okay.
So he was early 20th century Italian Israeli commentator. Pretty modern. You're immediately marked as modern if you quote Shadal. Pretty academic. But so that's what he reads. He reads Vayikach Me'avnei HaMakom as being multiple rocks. Okay? And this is the way he puts. First, he translates, what does Me'rasho Tav mean? It's always bothered me. What does that expression mean? It's not Me'rosho. What does Rasho Tav?
Yeah, it sounds like he's got multiple. Heads. Yeah.
Right. But Shem, that's a noun. The first says, Vamem, the Mem is Me'ha Omenatav. It's what it's a Mesharet. But the Sharesh is, the word is Rasho. His Roshot. He put it Me Roshotav from his Roshotav. Baharato, the meaning is Makom Hanachat HaRosh. That Roshotav means the place where one's head is. Umash Eitzel HaRosh. Mikan, and what's on either side. It's the Roshotav is a specific Hebrew word, Tanakhi word for the area around your head.
Like here and also here.
Yeah, right. Okay, right. It's the place where you put your phone when you go to sleep.
In the
Right
kitchen?
next to you. Okay, so you're a better person than I am. So you're not sleeping with your phone. Rashi, okay, and he gives the example in Shmuel, when David is being chased by Shaul, and he comes along Shaul sleeping, and he steals his canteen and spear to show that I could have killed you, but I didn't. I just took your stuff. The pasuk is, David took the spear and the canteen of water. May Rasha Te, right? That same word. Rasha Te Shaul. He was from the Roshatayim of Shaul, right? His spear and his water flask were not on his head or under his head. They were next to his head. That's what Roshat is, the area around. And similarly, in Ruth, when she uncovers his legs, it says, V'inei Isha, he wakes up. V'inei Isha shochevet meraglotav. Same idea. The meraglotav means in the area around his feet. She wasn't on top of his feet. It was the area around, which there isn't a good English word for that, but
We're talking
that.
about like the head of the bed, the foot of the bed, like.
Okay, right. But this is right. It's specifically talking, referring to a person, but has,
Yeah.
I don't know, miyado the around one's hand. So that is a Tanakh idiom. So that's why he picks rock, takes a rock, takes rocks, right? And the area around his head. And that's what he says. And Chanel's saying that's Pshat. That is what the word means. Otherwise, it's hard to say what the word means, right? What's Rashot? Again, my Tav is my Rahana. So obviously he must have taken more than one rock. And he says it was like a pillow. We speak lo. He didn't take one rock. Shema, you tell Yoshen, maybe when he's sleeping, you don't, he's gonna move around, be polo shallah, he's fall down. So he's gonna have a decent size area, bunch of rocks that he can keep his head a little bit up. Doesn't sound very comfortable, but maybe blanket over, but just keep your head a little bit higher. So he's not looking at the protection side, he's just looking at the grammar. It says multiple rocks, area around the head. Number self, but it says the one, the one his head was actually on. He's not looking, right? He's looking, he's not looking at any kind of miraculous fusing here, but it is multiple stones, and now he's taking one.
It still sounds like it should be midrashic also because, like, why didn't he just fold up his, like, a blanket? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm less worried that, but I think it's got to be Midrash just because the Torah mentions it. Like, why go through all this trouble
Right, about,
about,
like, his pillow.
right? It doesn't happen. People sleep other times and we don't mention what they were sleeping on, right? And
Right,
in the end, he's
right.
going to take this rock and he's going to set it up, but we could just say he took a rock and set it up and that
Or
was
just
it.
he slept like.
Right. So, I mean, it begs for Midrash interpretation. So we're going to look at the Midrashim. There are a couple of there. As Rashi starts with the Gemara. Here's the Gemara Chulin. K'tiv vayikach me'evnei makom, k'tiv vayikach et ha'evan, right? Plural singular. Amar Rav Yitzchak melamed shenikbetzu kol otan avanim makom echad. We learned that all the rocks came together in one place. Kol achat omeret, and each one would say, Allah yaniach tzadik zeh rosho, and each one said, I want the tzadik to rest his head on me. And Tana, and we learn, and they all became swallowed up into one. They all merged to become one rock. That's Rashi's source. But we all know this, and Mir knows this, that the story is that it was 12 stones, Davka, that came one stone. That's the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. We are all one, we all come together. The Gemara doesn't say that at all, right? Lots of stones all fused to become one, and the Ramchal, and this is the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzato, gives a very different interpretation of this Agada in Mesillat Yesharim. Okay, this is the Gemara, right? And so Ramchal says, well, you know what this symbolizes? The source text. If you look deep into this, the issue that he's talking about, the first paragraph of Mesillat Yesharim, you realize that the world was created for people to use. But there's a balance there. Because if a person goes after the physical and wants to become part of the physical world and comes far, goes further from his creator, and then the person is ruined. And will ruin the world along with him. But if he can control himself, and stay close to Hashem, use the world, and use the world in order to help his service of Hashem, he becomes greater, and the world becomes greater with him. The world is created for you to use to make it all more kadosh, not to be drawn into it. So when Yaakov takes these rocks, some rashato, and when it says, and that's the same idea, that he takes everything in, that is part of this world, the physical world represented by the rocks, and he brought them together into one piece that was kadosh. That's what the rocks symbolize. Using the physical world, bringing it all into your service of Hashem. So he's taking all these rocks and now makes them the monument for Beit Elohim. Very different reading of the sort of the metaphor of the Midrash than we would think about this Achdus idea.
Also, so far no one's mentioned anything about like Shvatim or...
Right. Gemara says nothing, and Rashi doesn't say that either. Rashi is just going with Gemara. But we know the 12 and the Shvatim, okay? And that's from Bereishit Rabbah. Here's the other one. Vayikach vayivav lakom from Bereishit Rabbah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Masrei Avanim Natal. He said he took 12 stones. Amar, he said, Kakazar Kadosh Baruch Hu. This was Hashem decreed the following. Shehu Ma'amid Yudbet Shvatim, right? God decreed that I'm going to have 12 shvatim. There you have your 12 shvatim. Aram lohi midam. Aram didn't have these 12 shvatim. Yitzhak lohi midam. Yitzhak didn't either. Bani. And for me, im mita achvot him, shemesh ravanim zulazo. If these 12 stones that I am putting together here become one, yodea nishani mamid shemesh shvatim, then I will know that I will have the 12 tribes. He's potentially asking for a sign. Once they became united, Yadahu Mamid Shtema Shvatim. He knew that it was a sign he would have 12 Shvatim. Nechemi Amar, no, I have a completely different reading on this event. Shosha Avani Matali took 3 stones, Vamar, Avram Yichad Hakash Baruch Shmualav, Yisak Yichad Hakash Baruch Shmualav, Avraham. Had the mission of Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Hashem appeared, was manifest in the world through him. Yitzchak had that mission. Vanin, for me, imit achavot hem shlosha vanim zulazu. These 3 stones get merged together. Yodea sheshem akash baruch hu mitjachet alai. I know I'm part of that as well. Kivan shenachvu, once they became united, yada shakash baruch hu yichet shemo alav, and you know that Hashem would literally put his name on him. He would have this, would be part of this chain. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So two very different midrashim looking at this, but also Yaakov was looking for a sign here.
So the whole language, like, of the psukim here is like, if this happens, and if this happens, and if this happens. At least how you were translating it.
Well, okay, so that's after he wakes up, he explicitly has this vow that if he does the Imi Hashem Elohim Amadi, etc. But this is even beforehand. If God makes a sign where the stands fuse, either I will have 12 Shvatim after me, or I will be connected to my Diavo before me. Both of those. And the idea of having 12 Shvatim, that's so much that, okay, there's, I'm going to have 12, so that's wonderful. But it comes up over and over again to say for Shia. It's common trope. But I'll give you that here. This is Nachor's children. You can count them. Booz, Kumwell, there are 12 there. Avram's brother has 12 children. B'nai Yishmael. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. Shema Son Yisim. Yishmael has 12. Edom. You can count them. 12. He's got 12 on his 12 children. That 12 sons is symbolic of the start of a new nation. That's the number of I'm now an independent nation. You have got these parts that are coming together. It's not an individual. It's not a whole country yet. You know, the 70, 600,000 other symbolic numbers, but 12 is a symbolic number. And that I'm going from an individual to a community. So Yaakov, what he's asking for the 12 Shvatim is that am I going to be starting a nation, right? Avram did it. Avram's children kind of all split up. Yitzhak did it. His children are split up. At some point, we got to get to the point of forming a nation here. I want that. Am I going to be the one? And the picture of Eliezer, another later Midrashic source, goes even further than that. What are those 12 Shvatim? The same. Bayon Shem Gvashemesh. Lakak Yaakov, Shemeshre Avanim, Meadnam is Be'ach Shedakad Alav Yitzchak, Aviv. Right, the 12 stones came from the Mizbeach of the Akedah. That's the sign he's looking for. I mean, that involves it thinking that either Hashem brought the Har HaMoriah to Beit El, or he actually stopped in Yerushalayim. That's a subject to itself. But he takes 12 stones from the Mizbeach, from the Akedah. The Samotam Meshotav, go to Makam, and he puts them under his head there. The Dio. As a sign that they will get these 12 tribes that are connected to the Akedah. But Nasu Kulon Eved Achat, and they all became one stone. Lodio to teach him, Shekulam Atidim Liyot Goyachad Ba'aretz. They will all become one. One nation of land. It says, Mikam Chay Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. And that's the way we usually understand this. You got it to hear. Takes these 12 stones. So that. But it also changed the tenor of the story. Yaakov is asking for a sign that he's not been rejected. Don't think about that, but, you know, Avram is his mission to the Kol B'Shem Hashem. Avram sends away Ishmael, sends away all of the other children. Only Yitzchak carries on that mission, right? We said by that in Chayesara, with Ne'ab Pilag Shim, Mashal Avram, Natan Matanov, Vayishlechem, Kedmar Eretz Kerem. He sends them east. He sends them out. At some point, this process of selection, if I believe it's like talks about the Bechira, has to end. We have to start building a nation at some point, right? That's the 12 tribes are there. But Yaakov is looking at it, is looking at himself, and he's been rejected, right? He is, right? He goes, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov, he is going out to the Arts of Bnei Kedem. That's where the Pilakshim were sent. From the mass, as far as Yaakov can tell, maybe Yitzchak is actually setting him out. He loves Esav. Esav is going to be the carrier of the mission, and Yaakov is going to have to go on being, you know, going to go off, found his own nation. So he's asking for a sign. Right? Will I found a nation? Do I have some kind of destiny? And the Pirkei Avot is there. Is that destiny going to be connected to the Akedah? Am I still going to be part of this chain of Avram Yitzchak and then me in founding this nation? So that's what the rock symbolizes, right? It's connected both to his progeny. His children will be the nation that carries Shem Hashem. He's connected back to the Avram Yitzchak, you know, in Bereshit Rabbah with the three stones fused together, in Pirkei Avot Lazar, they're taking the stones from the Akedah. And so that's why that specifically the Torah emphasized that this is the rock that he sets up as the Eben Hazorah Shevsafi Matseva Yeh Beit Elokim. Because this is the sign that I have not been rejected. He wants that reassurance from Hashem. And now he's okay, I've gotten that, the Medrash says. I know I have to come back. So when I come back, we'll build the Beit HaMikdash here with this rock that symbolizes synthesis of the multiple tribes. It's the only way you can have that is when we have an Achdus that isn't imposed. That we have the Machloket, we'll call it, you know, we have to value the Machloket Shem Shamayim. That's the kind of nation that can build the Beit HaMikdash. Amital says it. Kachni tana via a messer. She'll see problem. Is it messer? The message?
Messer, yeah.
Messer? Messer, sorry. I got it. Fresh. Nitana via the messer. She'll see poravanim. Right? So now we have to understand what is the message, the moral of the story of these stones. Each stone represents a different aspect of Am Yisrael. That's the idea of 12 different tribes. And each one says, I want the tzaddik to rest on me. I want to be the prime one. Hinu shepen, that aspect, she mavatet yamod mirakaz, that this aspect should be the central one. The main important one. Yaakov yada to mashu mekim, that Yaakov knew that the nation that he would be founding, Amrola Murkevet Miyasadot Shanim, would be formed from lots of different principles. Yeah, everyone's got their own priorities, everyone got their own way of looking at things. Kavash imabanim yichabru zuzo, and said that if these stones can actually come together, yezes siman lekach, this becomes symbol shenitin libnot uma, sheba yitachdu hakochot hashanim. Then I know that I'll be able to build a nation that brings all these different strengths together. Rim achen yichabru, and the stones actually in fact came together. Bikan yada Yaakov shadavar biyadav. Now he knew that this was possible. This would happen. So therefore he could form one nation. Lav is a level that would.
So Ishtalev is like to integrate.
Integrate, thank you. That you could integrate these.
I learned that in
Olpan. That's good. I need those words. Ishtablu ha-yisodot ha-shonim, that you can integrate these various aspects, various principles, the izun ha-nachon, in the proper balance, right? His name, in the proper balance. Okay, so yes, these stones in that way of looking at symbolize that the achdut there, but yeah, there's specifically not so much. It was there because Yaakov needed that sign. Otherwise, he was just leaving and be lost, and he may as well just move in with Laban and become a shepherd. If we can achieve that kind of achdut, then we build the Beit Elokim. That will be a beacon for the world. That's the Beit Tfila Cholamim. And I'll conclude with an interesting agarata that starts from Pasuk in Iyov. So it talks about, this is Iyov's friends telling him, if you do good, you'll be rewarded. Ki im me'avnei ha-sadeh b'ritecha, if the stones of the field are your covenant. If you have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field will have peace with you. And there'll be peace in your tents. And your home will be remembered by God, and you will not sin. And you will know you have multiple children. Your descendants will be as numerous as the grass. And the Midrash says it was ki'im avnei sadeh b'ritecha. You have a brit with the stones of the field. When is that? From the point of v'ikach me'evnei makom, v'yasam reshata. That's here. And then you'll have the chayat ha'sadeh hisham alach, which symbolizes, he says, that was the chayat ha'sadeh, is v'yars esav l'krato, v'yachab keo v'yapol sarav v'yakru. That you will get to the point where make peace with Esav. If you bring the rocks together, we'll be able to have peace with the rest of the world as well. And so that.
So here, Chayat HaSadeh is Esav?
Yes. Or the Edom of the world. He'll bring it. We can bring the Edom into ours. He'll love us as well. If we can bring these rocks together and form this Ummah of Achdu. And that's what these rocks symbolize. So we need to value all our differences and still come together and form the nation that Yaakov was going for. That's why we're called Bnei Israel. Now, should it happen, we should have a government in Israel. Speaking of Achdut between the various parties, a coalition that actually lasts for, we'll give him 6 months. How about that? Go for 6 months on this one?
That sounds good.
Here will be a main.
Okay, thank you.